Well, we've mentioned the Dougie Mac Hospice a few times recently, giving updates of the fantastic amounts raised through their Christmas fundraising. And more recently, we've been talking about volunteering with the Dougie Mac. And today, I have on the line Julia Lowe, who is Dougie Mac's Volunteer Service Senior Coordinator. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you. And I have mentioned this before, Julia, as I say, but it's great to hear about volunteering straight from the horse's mouth, as they say.
Wonderful, yeah, and we're really glad to speak about it because, I mean, our volunteers are really important to us, so thanks for the opportunity to talk about it.
Brilliant. Well, I was just going to say, how important are volunteers to an organisation like the Dougie Mac?
Oh, they're so important. They're absolutely vital to what we can provide as an organisation. They're in every area of our services. They're in the hospice. They're in all our shops. They're out in the community, at our events. So, yeah, really, really important, and we definitely couldn't do what we do without them.
A lot of roles are available then in 2026?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got 40 teams. I think we've got over 75 roles. So we have a huge amount of roles, and I like to think we've got something for everybody. We have such a variety of roles, you know, and we're really keen to get roles where people are enjoying their volunteering. It's not just a numbers thing. We like to get people into the right roles because some people want to be out there doing events. Some people want the shops. There's a lot of social as well in the shops. Some people like to be more, you know, back office doing admin on the wards. It's just a variety of roles, and like I say, I think something to suit everybody.
Yes, it sounds like a great choice. And about those roles, are they a definite number of hours, or is it a flexible thing depending on the individual person?
We're really flexible. We really recognise the fact these days that people can't always be offering the same day every week, you know, so we're really flexible. And again, finding that role that suits what people can do. We have roles that only require you to come a few times a year. We have roles where people come every week. Come to us with what you can offer and we'll find something for you.
And presumably, once someone's there volunteering for you, they do get to know about those other voluntary roles before anyone else anyway.
They would do. It's very much you come and try something if that's not for you and try something else. Again, it's just finding that right thing because we want people's volunteering experiences to be really good and that's really important to us that they enjoy it. And I think we have a really happy volunteering team. We have a big happy volunteering team and that's really important to us. If you're giving your time, I think it's very special, isn't it?
It is.
And we don't want to waste people's time. We want people to be proud and enjoy and want to come and help us.
And I noticed that 60% of the roles are in the charity shops. So are the vacancies in all the shops or are any shops in particular looking for help this year?
Pretty much all the shops do require people because we do have a constant turnover in terms of people go to university, people move. So, you know, roles do come up. Bentley shop is one that is looking for people. Cheadle as well. We've got two shops in Cheadle. Burslem as well. Just off the top of my head, they're ones that particularly need people. But I think because we cover such a wide area, again, we can hopefully find a role for everybody.
And so what qualities does someone need to volunteer at the Dougie Mac? What are you looking for?
Again, I think it depends what they're doing really. And we have a really wide range of ages and backgrounds. So I think it's just come with enthusiasm, come with a commitment to help us in whatever way you're doing it. And we'll work with you and we'll find a role for you. You don't have to be anything to fit in with us. You're very welcome. Come as you are. There are a few roles that do require a little bit more background experience, but most roles, we can fit a role to suit you, I think, really. I mean, some people come and they've done something their whole lives and they think they want to carry on doing that. They do that and then they think, oh, no, actually, I want to do something different. So it's sort of really, really nice to see what makes people tick, I think.
Yes, that's great. And if anyone does want to find out more about the roles on offer, how can they do that?
We've got a variety of ways. You can go to our website, dougiemac.org.uk. You can ring us on 01782 344 332. You can come into Adult Services. We've got a volunteer hub here, which I'm sitting in right now. You can come and see me. You can go into any of the shops. Just come and see us. We'd love it.
Oh, so lots of ways to get in touch then. And you've just mentioned, Julia, that website, and there's so much information on the website, isn't there?
There's a page with all the different roles on, so you can have a good read and see if something takes your fancy. Yeah, lots of detail on there and a link through to the application form so you can apply.
Brilliant. And of course, while people are there, they can have a look at what the Dougie Mac does and how they can donate if they want to. And also they can have a look at those great events that are coming up in 2026.
Absolutely. There's a wealth of information on there. So yeah, and read stories of our patients, all sorts of things, lots of information about what we do.
Yeah, it is a wonderful website. Well, thank you for explaining more about volunteering, Julia, and it has been lovely chatting to you.
Thank you very much for having me on, Jane. It's really nice to chat about what we do. We're very passionate, and hopefully people will come and apply, come and see us.